All right. This time, Brother Kyle Beck is going to come, pastor of Pacific Baptist Church in Monterey Park, one of our graduates, worked here for several years. I think he started out with Earning for Learning and washing the buses. I remember seeing him as brand new staff member out there watching the buses one time. I thought someone should help him, but that someone's not me. But just seeing him, and I remember telling Pastor out there, I'm like, I like his spirit. He's going to be a great staff member. And he has. Ended up doing several things. Was principal of our school for a while. And God's taken him out to Monterey Park, and he's done a fabulous job. And we're very proud of him. He's going to come and give us a challenge this evening.
All right, let's grab our Bibles there. Turn to Philippians chapter number 3. And I want to congratulate the graduates tonight on a job well done. I know getting to this point, there was probably many sleepless nights. There was probably some tears, a whole lot of praying, and I want to say congratulations. You made it. I know that there's several people that are very proud of you. Your pastor's proud of you, your parents, your church, your friends, your fellow graduates, and I think you ought to be have a sense of accomplishment about being here tonight. We're very proud of you, and as I was thinking about graduation, I was thinking about some plants at our apartments. We manage apartments over here in Long Beach, and we planted some new trees in the courtyard there. And when you plant a baby tree, what they'll do is they'll plant the tree there, and because the tree is a young tree, and they'll often put a stick next to the tree and tie a rope around the stick to kind of hold up or to kind of prop up that tree, so when the wind blows or when time goes, that tree will stand straight and stand strong. Why? Because that stick there is there to help prop up the tree. Well, the goal is for eventually that tree to be able to stand on its own. It's eventually time for the tree to lose the stick there, to cut the rope, and it's time to see whether that tree was only propped up or the tree is planted. You see, now you're graduating Bible college and there's no more rules to prop you up. There's no more activity reports. There's no more quizzes and outside reading. There's no more professors to follow up on you. Tonight it's time to see whether you've been propped up or you're planted. And really, as I think about the future for you, I really want to give you one word tonight. I know through your college career you've memorized many things, so I didn't want to give you too much to memorize tonight. I thought I'd make it very simple for you. So I want to give you one word tonight. And really this word, I believe, is the theme of the verse we'll read tonight, spoken by the Apostle Paul there in Philippians chapter number 3. And we'll read it together there. Verse number 13, the Bible says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended." But he says, "But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." The word, graduates, I want you to remember tonight, and really this word would be applicable to all of us in our Christian lives tonight. The word that I believe the Apostle Paul, the theme behind this verse, and is the word focus. It's to focus. I believe one of the reasons why the Apostle Paul was able to accomplish so much in his life is because the Apostle Paul was focused. I want to encourage you, graduates, tonight, stay focused on the will of God for your life. You know, we have at our home, we have a German Shepherd, and I like dogs, and it was about maybe a year and a half, and we live in an apartment, as I mentioned, and there's another dog across the way from our apartment, and it was a pit bull, and this pit bull was one of these pit bulls that you saw. It was real scared, kind of pit bull. And if you know anything about dogs, a scared pit bull is not a good dog to be around. And one day, my wife was walking out of the apartment to go say hi to one of our neighbors there. And our German Shepherd got out of the front door. My son left the door open, just kind of opened it up to see where mommy was going, and our dog ran out the front door and ran out the front door to meet that pit bull. And I was sitting in the back room, and all of a sudden, I hear a bunch of rah! And screaming and hollering going on, and I hear my dog just in pain. And I run to the front door, and I see the two dogs, and that pit bull had my German Shepherd right around the neck. And I reached down, and I pulled both dogs by the collar, and I had this pit bull up in the air, and I was pulling it and tugging it and trying to get it off, and there was not a single thing in the world that I could do to get that pit bull off my dog. Sure enough, if you want, I'll tell you after the service for a dollar how the owner of the pit bull got her dog to release my dog. Finally, the dog released my dog, and I remember thinking about the locked jaw that dog had on my dog. I couldn't get it off. You know, and I think about you tonight. You know what I want to encourage you to be? I want to encourage you to be like a pit bull. And when you find God's will for your life and God gives you a vision for your life, you need to be like that pit bull. You need to grab a hold of the will of God. And no matter what tries to pull you away, you just lock on. You just stay focused like the Apostle Paul, like a laser to accomplish great things for God. Focus. Let me give you three things. I don't have much time here tonight, but three things that I want to encourage you to be focused on as you move forward. Number one here, let me say this. Focus on your faith. Focus on your faith. Now that you have no more classes and no more reports and no more finals, really, this is just the beginning for you. The Bible says to grow in grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jude, the Bible says, building yourselves up in your most holy faith. What's the Bible tell us? You see, much of your relationship with God tonight and in the future is dependent upon you. You can't blame anybody else. You can't blame your future spouse. You can't blame your church. You can't blame your friends on your lack of relationship with God. You need to focus on your relationship with the Lord. Really, these are the greatest times. Now you have no more classes. Now you have no more activity reports. And thank God you're not in the dorm anymore, amen? You got your life in front of you. Hey, focus on your faith. Get alone with God. Cry out to God. Get a hold of God. Hey, walk with God. See God do some amazing things in and through your life. But you're going to have to focus. Focus on your faith. The word I want you to remember tonight is very simple. It's this thing of focus. Now let me say this, that attention span today is very short. They say that the average child in grammar school, their attention span is about 7 seconds. Boom. Why? We're not focused. I've seen many people go to Bible college. I've seen them graduate. What happens? They lose focus. Graduates, focus on your faith tonight. Let me say number two real quickly here. Focus on your family. Lord willing, I heard many of you have these dreams of getting married and starting family 9 days there, counting down. Focus on your family. You know, really the most important people in your life outside of your relationship with the Lord ought to be your family. Not your job, not your ministry, not your friends, your family. You see, at the end of the day, if everything falls apart, your family is still going to be your family. Stay focused on your family. I, as a father of four, there's nothing I want more than to see my children grow up and to live for God. Amen. You know, your spouse, let me say this, your spouse is like an ATM machine. You can't just keep going to the ATM machine and making withdrawals. You say, what's going to happen? You're going to run out of money. In order to have a good marriage, you're going to have to make some deposits. And you're going to have to deposit some love. And you're going to have to deposit some time. And you're going to have to deposit some effort and some growth. And as long as you keep depositing those things, guess what? You can keep going back to that ATM and getting what you need. Let me say, for your children, how do you spell love to a child? T-I-M-E. Time. Don't succeed in the ministry and fail in your family. It's not worth it. Spend time with your kids. I love being a father. Yep. If you could see our home, and when I'm at church, you know, you have to be the pastor. But when I go home, I'm not the pastor. I'm daddy. And I have a wonderful time with my kids. We have, Pastor Myers, when we first moved into our place over here in Long Beach, it's a three-story apartment. It's real big. It's about 2,000 square feet. And what I love to do is I love to play hide and go seek. And we'll shut all the lights off in the whole house. And it'll get real dark in there. And I like to hide. And I don't know, I have a weird sense of humor. For some reason, I like to scare people, especially my wife and my children. And so I'll hide in a little nook somewhere, and I'll wait till my kids come looking for me, and I'll jump out and I'll scare them. Man, we just have a wonderful time. We play games together. We read the Bible together. We have a wonderful time. Hey, let me say this. Focus on your family. Focus on your faith. Grow in your relationship with the Lord. And focus on your family. Man, I love my family. I wouldn't know what to do if I didn't have one. So stay focused, Bible college students. And lastly, let me say this. Focus on your flock. Focus on your flock. God's given you a ministry. Focus on that ministry. Let me say this. Stop worrying about everybody else's ministry. Okay? You say, how do we do that? The social media. Okay? Get off the social media. Stop looking at what brother so-and-so is doing or sister so-and-so and looking at your ministry and this and that. Hey, stay off of that stuff. I know what I'm talking about. Hey, you're going to get yourself, you start looking at all kinds of other things and you look at what you have and you say, oh, what's wrong with my life? What's wrong with my ministry? Stay focused on the flock that God has given you. Feed the flock of God. Don't lord over the flock. I, as a new pastor, enjoy talking to men that have been pastoring for longer than me, just pretty much everybody else on the face of the planet. And like talking to Pastor Goddard, and I remember something he told me. He told me the story there of Jacob and Esau. You remember the story how they were fighting and how Jacob was time for him to come home, and he is terrified of seeing Esau because he had deceived him. And so what did he do? He split the people up into the groups. Three different groups there, and they led him on before. And finally he meets up with Esau, and Esau's, they hug and kiss and make up. And they said, let's go. Let's go back home. And Jacob said something there. He said, you go on. I'll catch up. I got the women and the children here. I'll lead softly because I don't want to overdrive them. Let me say this. You lead your people softly. Yep. You love your people. You be patient with your people. You be kind to your people. You be gracious. Serving God is the greatest thing on the face of the planet. I tell you what. But you're going to have to stay focused. Focus on your faith. Get in that Bible. Stay in that Bible. Get on your knees. Stay hungry. Stay humble. Focus on your faith. Focus on the family that God gives you. If God blesses you with that, you cherish them. Every moment that you have with them, stay focused on your family. And lastly, focus on the flock. Stop worrying about this church and these people and this and that, all that stuff. You just focus on the ministry that God's given you. Let me pray for you. Father, thank you so much for these college students. Thank you for the work. Thank you for the investment, not only from themselves, but I know their family has all heavily invested in seeing them be at this place tonight. I pray that you'd bless them as they go forward and they're launched out, as those poles that were placed next to them to help prop them up for those many years, the rules and the reports and the staff and all of those things, that they're taken away. And we pray that they would be planted, that they'd be very fruitful, that they'd have long lives of ministry, serving you, loving you, loving people, and making a difference for the cause of Christ. I pray you bless this night for them and their families. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.